This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Kingswood Community Center. Actually, that's the one down I used to work. It's a joke. You didn't know where we were. Anyway, it's great to be here. And
where am I? Who are you and what's going on?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
At a heated congressional hearing today, Attorney General William Barr defended the actions of federal agents in Portland, and he said he isn't doing anything to help President Trump's friends or punish his enemies.
That's not how I remember it.
Yeah, I'm answering your question.
Well, you gotta let him answer.
Reclaiming my time, and I know you don't want to answer.
He said he found
reclaiming my time without political bias.
He said he
and
found
in April,
evidence.
Reclaiming my time.
When people resist law enforcement, they're not peaceful.
Reclaiming my time. I'm surprised at your lack of respect.
That it is not a self-defining term, as they
only got 2 minutes, sir.
That they recognize,
Mr. Barr.
Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
38 people unmasked Michael Flynn's name 49 times in a two-month time frame. Is this an issue that Mr. Durham is looking into?
I've asked another U.S. attorney to look into the issue of unmasking.
Wait, I want to be clear. So there is another investigation on that issue specifically going on at the Justice Department right now?
Yes.
And probably other unmaskings that took place in the final days of the Obama-Biden administration. Is that accurate?
Actually, a much longer period of time.
Even before that?
Yes.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Those are causing far more deaths through the spread of COVID-19 than, some protesters at some building in Portland, Oregon.
They recognize that some people did something.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. CNN continues to gloat over Louie Gohmert, the congressman from Texas, testing positive for the virus. He's asymptomatic. That means he never would have known he had the virus unless he was getting on the plane.
I can't help but wonder if by keeping a mask on and keeping it in place, that if I might have put some germs, some of the virus onto the mask and breathed it in. I don't know, but I got it. We'll see what happens from here. But the reports of my demise are very premature.
Yeah. That's depressing, CNN and MSNBC. And, you know, he's not the first guy from Texas who's had this. Ted Cruz had it, right? Remember, about 2 months ago, he was doing Zoom and Skype from his kitchen at home for a while. This happens. This is not the end of the world. Someone says, why the silence on the shark attack? We talked about it yesterday. But, a woman from New York who was a summer resident up in Maine was attacked 20 yards off of Bailey's Island. That's pretty close in. And so they're blaming it now on the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act. That was when they stopped killing seals. So the seal population exploded. So the sharks follow the seals. I mean, they have a quote in here in this story from Gregory Smokehall of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Scommel. Is that it? Scommel of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries. And he's the one who said he examined a tooth fragment that was recovered from the body and determined it came from a great white. And Scommel told the Portland Press Herald that shark populations have increased significantly around Cape Cod and that sharks can make the quick trip to Maine in a day. But didn't the governor order quarantining for everyone that came out? Are they blaming this on a Massachusetts shark? I don't know. I feel bad for the woman. It's terrible what happened, and it is the first. But it's the first shark attack in recorded Maine history.
First fatal one.
The first fatal one, I should say. Right, the first fatal one. And now some of the kayaking companies aren't selling or aren't renting kayaks. and they've shut down beaches on Cape Cod. I mean, I hate to sound like the mayor in Jaws, but come on. Come on. You don't have to shut down the whole ocean, do you? Time now for the Trump line.
Yo, Democrats, that's my time. Quit wasting it.
Yeah, there is something to be said for that. They are public servants, after all, are they not?
Joe Biden would like to reclaim his time if he could just remember where he left it.
That's rather ominous, that confusing the census, saying it was that 2020 was two censuses ago. So instead of now going back in time, he's going forward in time. The Trump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week bidding a fond farewell to one of the death pool's perennial favorites, Olivia de Havilland, who unexpectedly passed away at 104 years old. And even as we bid her adieu, we're proud to say that we're 166 years old and have never been picked in the death pool.
Nadler needed an excuse for being late, so a car accident sounded really great. Truth be known, this penguin clone couldn't get his face out of the buffet plate.
I thought buffets were pretty much outlawed for the last 3 or 4 months, aren't they? Do they still do all you can eats at the at Denny's or the International House of Pancakes?
How is a Joe Biden speech and a Scrabble board alike? They both present a lot of words, but they're in no cohesive order.
Look, he's the only candidate in the fight who is addressing the climate crisis. Don't you forget it. And he's denouncing Donald Trump for going down the escalator and talking about the Mexican rapists and judges.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course I knew I wasn't at the community center yesterday. None of the reporters were rubbing my hairy legs. Now stop your malarkey and focus on the real problems, like COVID-9 and the climate crisis. I mean it.
COVID-9, you know, the other word for that is the Wuhan flu.
Where are you now, Joe Dimencio? I don't think you've got the slightest clue. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Can you get into some of those Joe Biden cuts, Taylor?
Which ones?
How about number 15?
All right. I'm supposed to call on people, right? Okay. Mary Bruce, ABC.
Cut 18.
Okay, Mike.
Cut 22.
Okay, Ed O'Keefe, CBS.
16.
All right, Greg Anderson, Delaware State News.
Cut 14.
I'd be happy to take your questions. Let me get my list here. Okay. Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, Greg, Mary, Mike, Ed.
I hope that greyhound racing is legal in Delaware because Uncle Joe is ready for the dog track.
Yes, he is. If I could give some advice to Joe Biden, if they give you a coat and the label has been taken out of it, don't put that coat on and don't get into the car.
It is far better to be underseen than not seen at all.
For those of you who just tuned into the show, that was another magic moment yesterday. Cut 10.
Home health workers, child care workers, who are often women of color, and immigrants, are too often underpaid, underseen, and undervalued.
Underseen. You know when you really hate to be underseen is when you're trying to sign up for the elderly child care programs, which you mentioned again for a second time.
Lovey, I'm so glad into the National Basketball Alliance is coming back tomorrow. I'm going to get me some tickets to opening day at Fenway Garden. I can't wait to see Larry McHale do a touchdown against Magic Jordan.
John Kerry, he was a real man of the people. You know, he's the kind of guy you'd see sitting two stools down at the American Legion post, you know, having a brew with Sully and Fitzy.
The peaceful protesters are firebombing the federal building. Quick, call in the therapists.
Yeah, well, you saw the story in out of Cambridge. Two city councilors want to allow basically meter maids to make traffic stops. That's a real good idea. You know, that's where the Sarnievs operated out of. It's not like people haven't been shot and stabbed in Cambridge. They're going to let meter maids handle it. Sounds like a great idea. How did they ever think of such a thing?
Howie, I know the Deadpool's Friday, but can I get in early? I want the Portland Federal Courthouse.
I don't think they're really withdrawing, though. That didn't sound right to me when the governor, Katie Brown, announced that the feds were pulling out. It didn't seem like a reasonable solution. And guess what? It turned out a Democrat politician was speaking with forked tongue. I know. Try not to let it destroy your faith in the party of the Ku Klux Klan, secession, Jim Crow, and massive resistance.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And after the show ends around 7 o'clock, we post the Chump Line messages that we left on the cutting room floor. It's called Chop Chumps. You can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week bidding a fond farewell to one of the Death Pool's perennial favorites, Olivia de Havilland, who unexpectedly passed away last weekend at 104. And even as we bid her adieu, we're proud to say that we're 166 years old and have never been picked in the Death Pool.
Where are you now, Joe DiMincio? I don't think you've got the slightest clue. Boo-hoo-hoo.
We know that Joe DiMincio would never have a 56-game hitting streak, or at least he wouldn't remember it. It's like 2 months, right? 2 months worth of games. I don't think he remembers where he was 2 months ago. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Most home security companies try to trap you with high prices and tricky contracts. Simply Safe has everything you need to protect your home with none of the traditional drawbacks. Go to simplysafehowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the feds leave Portland, Oregon?
No. No.
Only 16% say yes.
Maybe someday when there's a new governor and a new mayor. And they let the police department do their work, or the Oregon State Police or the State Patrol. But not till then. 844-500-4242. By the way, if you want an autographed book, any of my books autographed, they're now available at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And for the next few days, through Friday, you can get an autograph. Any book you order will be autographed by yours truly, Howie Carr. And check out my farewell tribute to Gunnar at HowieCarshow.com. It's right at the top. It's going to be in the Herald tomorrow, too. They called me up and asked me if they could run it, and I said, sure, why not? So Gunnar will get a good farewell in the pages of the newspaper that provided the money to buy his chicken for all those years. It's the least Gunnar could do on the way out. 844-500-4242. So the mask police are coming down, not only in the Democrat enclaves, but in Miami, which has a Republican mayor. And they are apparently the mask police in Miami-Dade are worse than in San Francisco or more.
Your papers, please.
They've issued 162 citations so far in a week for people caught in public violating the county's mandatory mask order. A woman was just finished shopping in a Publix in North Miami Beach and was walking back to her car when she took off the face mask, much like I do when I leave a place where I had to wear a face mask, and you too, I dare say. Almost immediately, a police officer came up to her and told her she was getting a ticket for not wearing a mask in a public space. And they're basically, people are accusing the cops of setting up mask traps. No more speed traps. They have mask traps. Ronald Satoit was in a barbershop on July 17th in North Miami waiting for his turn to get a haircut when he says he pulled a face mask he was wearing down to his chin to take a drink of water. This is from the Miami Herald, by the way. Just at that moment, a police officer walked in and told him he was wearing his mask incorrectly. You are wearing your mask incorrectly. And wrote him up for a $100 fine. Meanwhile, on a different day, at a different barbershop in Golden Glades, good Lord, there are no more crack houses to go after in Miami-Dade, so they're just hanging out in barbershops? Matthias Cassius was cutting a customer's hair and had his mask pulled down so his nose poked out. An officer then came into the All Styles barbershop and gave him a ticket for wearing his mask wrong. This is what God made window shades and blinds for, right?
Your papers are not in order.
Just lock the damn doors. Make it back into a speakeasy like it was during the winter, you know, in Palm Beach. All the barbershops were open, but you just had to do the special knock like it was prohibition. Jimmy sent me. Then they open the door and they let you in and you get your hair cut and then you sneak out the back door. I mean, so, but now they thought it was, Ollie oxen free, you know, everybody was, could do what they wanted. And now the cops are patrolling and they're bagging people. Good Lord. This is just out of control. Haven't they, Cassius, this is the barber, said he thought the ticket was unfair as he could have been given a warning first by the cop to put on his mask properly. You think they have quotas? Sounds to me like they have quotas. Nobody's out on the highway, so they have the quotas at the barber shops. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And Senator Marsha Blackburn, I've been following her career for a long time. She's been a very good representative and now senator from the great state of Tennessee. And I'm glad to welcome her to the Howie Carr Show. Senator Blackburn, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
I am delighted to be with you. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, I know you want to talk about China, but I also want to ask you about the coronavirus relief bill that's being argued over in the Senate. The $600 a week payments to the unemployed are coming to an end, and there's all sorts of back and forth between what's going to replace that plan. What's the latest? Can you fill us in on that?
Sure. I'll be happy to. You know, there are a majority of us in the Republican conference that think this should be all about getting people back to work, kids back to school, and clarity for the states on how they can use this money. And we want it to be targeted. We want it to meet the needs that are out there. But this business of taking this bill and loading it up with money for this, that, and the other, whether it's for the FBI building or something for the arts, we're just saying, wait a minute. That's just not what we need to be focusing on right now. We need to be looking at liability protection for businesses. We need to be getting people back to work. Every business owner I've talked to have said, look, just give us a tax credit, dollar for dollar, for the money we're spending to handle our COVID compliance, to do disinfecting and buy PPE. We think that would be fair. A lot of businesses that have seen some stress during COVID are saying, look, let's do a cap gains tax holiday so that we can get in here and get some money back to get the wheels turning again. And if people invest between now and the end of the year, let that money come back out to them, cap gains tax free. Payroll tax holiday, if you want to get more people back to work in August, September, and October, November, then let's do a payroll tax holiday so that people are going to have more money in their paycheck at the end of every month. These are all things that make sense, but of course our friends across the aisle would like to beef this up by about $3 trillion. They want to continue the unemployment insurance that is plussed up with $600 a week,
right.
And we're just saying, no, it's not the time to do that.
Right. Well, I understand that, there are 5 million unfilled jobs right now because a lot of people all the states just don't want to go back to work because they're making more money sitting around. But on the other hand, I hear, and I'm sure you do, you hear too, some people are in businesses like, exhibitions or conventions. There aren't any jobs open in those fields, and they're saying, "Well, we still need the $600 a month. Can't you cut out the people who could get the jobs back and just keep paying us?" But is that really possible, considering how inefficient the unemployment agencies seem to be in all these states? I mean, so many states are having problems even wading through all the numbers of millions of unemployed that they've had to deal with over the last few months.
What we found out when COVID started was that many of the states, the majority of states actually, their systems that handle their unemployment insurance payments were so antiquated,
right,
they could not get them to do a percentage of income, things of that nature. So some of the clarity we need to bring to this money that has gone to the states is that they can use that money to help to update their unemployment insurance systems so that they can be able to handle different things.
All right, let me ask you about China. You've been a real hardliner on China, and I think rightly so. Why don't you tell people that have been just sort of focused on the rioting and the civil unrest and the COVID-19, what's been going on with China in recent months, Senator Blackburn?
Well, what we know has happened with China goes back decades. And it started as China decided they were not going to focus on innovation to build their economy. What they were going to do was focus on ripping off U.S. intellectual property. So their business model to grow their economy has basically been, we're going to cheat and we're going to steal. And I'm sure many of your listeners, how we know of people who went over to China to manufacture something, and lo and behold, what did they find out? They found out that the factory where they were manufacturing it took their designs and their intellectual property and started competing against them. And then before you know it, you've got a U.S. company that has a shrinking market share, and some have even lost that supply line in total. So after COVID, people started looking more holistically at what China was doing to us. They've taken our jobs. They sent us this virus. It has cost us $6 trillion. China needs to be held to account. One of the ways we can hold them to account is to bring our critical supply line manufacturing back, whether it is telecommunications or 5G or semiconductor chips or PPE or our military complex, things that are involved in agriculture, looking at how we participate with them in education, and some of these visas we give to their quote-unquote visiting professors, also known as spies.
Right.
So there is now a desire by the American public to say, hey, wait a minute, we need to be more judicious in how we are handling this. So let's think this through. And I really appreciate that people are now pushing us to bring these supply lines back, to end these Confucius Institutes, which are finding a home at 69 U.S. universities and 500 K-12 classrooms. They are wanting us to make certain we work with our allies and show them how to handle this relationship with China. They want us to really pay attention to human rights abuses with China, what they're doing to the Hong Kong freedom fighters, what they're doing to the Uyghurs, how aggressive they're being against Taiwan, pushing against them as they have pushed into the South China Sea and into the islands, and building relationships. They want us, the U.S., to lead in solidifying these relationships with countries from Japan down to Australia and saying, hey, we need to be together in fighting back against China. And I'll tell you this. I look at what has happened with China, with Russia, with Iran, with North Korea. If you look at those four countries and how many times they team up, they're quite a club. I think that what
the
you
new
have...
A new axis of evil, Senator?
That's exactly right. They are your new axis of evil. That is correct.
Well, you know, there's all these college professors that have been indicted for basically being spies for the Chinese. They're, the first and probably the one of the best known ones is here in Massachusetts at Harvard University. And not only was he conspiring with the Chinese, they caught one of his cohorts as she was fleeing back to China. Now he's just been indicted again in a superseding indictment. He was getting millions of dollars from the Chinese government, and it turns out now, according to the indictment, that the Chinese opened bank accounts for him in Wuhan, of all places, and that's where they were stashing his money. I mean, this is really nefarious, and again, it's been sort of overlooked in all the other issues that are piling up this year. But this is really a serious problem. I mean, they've recruited all these academics to steal U.S. technology.
Yes, the Chinese have been determined to make the 21st century the China century. And in doing this, they found that they could use these scientists and make them diplomatic scientists and then seat them in our universities sharing research with U.S. companies, and they're pulling all of that and they're sending it straight to Beijing. And so what you have is these Chinese companies. And by the way, Howie, anytime you've got a company that is doing business with a company in China, that is the Chinese Communist Party. Yeah. They are the ones who own a share of, or in total, own these companies. So you have these quote-unquote visiting professors who are nothing more than Chinese spies. And they are spying on the people that they are working with. It is unbelievable.
And all these high-tech billionaires that were testifying today before the House on Capitol Hill, they're all doing business and basically doing whatever the Chinese government tells them to do, aren't they?
Yes, they are very closely tied with China, and providing a platform for some of these Chinese online businesses or facilitating the financial transactions. And so we continue to say to them, these supply chains, these relationships have got to be unraveled. Because if you take some of these social media platforms like TikTok, their information routes through Beijing. So do you really want that information there? If you're putting in a smart city program, do you want it based off of U.S. technology, or do you want to use Huawei? Because if it's Huawei, that is China embedding chips. They are tracking you. They are building a clone of your virtual you, which is you and your presence online.
Wow. Who do you think the Chinese are rooting for in the upcoming presidential election? This is a rhetorical question, of course, but go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I think that they are rooting for China. They are going to be rooting for anybody who will say hands off on China. They are going to be rooting for people who will be dismissive of any accusations toward China, who are saying, well, you know, China is really not that bad. There are a lot of consumer goods that we get from China. But one thing I will tell you, and I was talking with a lady in Tennessee this week, and she said, you know, every time I go online, whether I'm looking for linens or shoes or clothing or furniture or home decor, I check to see if it is made in China, because I'm not buying anything made in China. Yeah. So China is rooting for China in this election, and I'm rooting for Made in the USA.
All right, Senator Marsha Blackburn, thank you for being with us, and keep fighting the good fight in Tennessee. And in January, she'll be the senior senator from Tennessee when Lamar Alexander retires. Thank you, Senator Blackburn. We appreciate you being with us on the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
You know, we still don't know how much money Joe Biden's crack-addled, drunken, whoremongering son Hunter got off of the Chinese. You know, when he was being sued by the former stripper in the paternity suit down in Arkansas, and she said, "We need to see your tax statement so we can find out what your how much money you're making." And the judge said, judge ordered Hunter Biden to produce his financial records, which would have shown how much money he'd gotten from the Chinese after he flew out on Air Force Two. As soon as he was ordered to produce his financial statements, he made a deal. He settled up with her like the next day, because they couldn't allow that to happen. I mean, you know, and he had a $1.5 billion fund, and God only knows how much he took out of it. You know, I mean, he raked a lot off $1.5 billion. You know, even if you get like 0.1%, you're a millionaire, right? And I think we can assume he got more than 0.1%. So we don't know how much money the Biden crime family has taken out of China. And Joe Biden has no problem with the Chinese. I guess, you know, if they gave you $30 million or $50 million, you probably wouldn't have a problem with them either. 844-500-4242. The Celtics have chosen the messages to be worn on the back of their jerseys. Okay, Black Lives Matter. That's it. Gordon Hayward, education reform. That's kind of obscure, isn't it? I mean, they're all kind of, Taco Fall, Egalite, Enos Kanter, freedom. I like that one.
Oh, so all the players,
he's not even an American, and I like that one the best.
All the players
he's
get
a Turk.
Do all the players get to choose their own sayings on the back of their jerseys?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Why?
Kemba Walker, love us. What?
Maybe it's love U.S.
No, I think it's capital U, lowercase s. Yeah, and that's Kemba Walker, too. And Semi Ojeleway, I don't even know who he is. Let's see. Romeo Langford, enough. Same with Javonte Green. Jaylen Brown, liberation. Man, this is kind of lame. This is really lame. I think I'm out as a Celtics fan. Because I think I was out anyway. But I'm out as a Red Sox fan. I'm out as a Celtics fan. I never was a Bruins fan. I guess I'm out. I can cut the cord now because I don't need the ESPN. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, Howie. I want to tell you yesterday, the vaccine, Bill Gates has Africa and vaccine. A lot of women not having a baby. And
Was Bill Gates at that? No, he wasn't at the thing today, was he? No, there wasn't. It wasn't a Bill Gates type of day. But Bill Gates is really into this, into these vaccines. It's kind of a messy thing here. What's going on with the vaccines? 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking to someone who's from an industry that's yet another industry that's being ravaged by Charlie Parker. And that's the wedding industry, the events, wedding events. And later on, we've got some real gems from Mr. Frosty. Yes, Mr. Frosty. I'm Howie Carr.